Every knee will bow to the name of Jesus. Every knee will bow to the name of Jesus. There's no one like you. No one like you, Lord. no one like you, Lord. Who is like the Lord? Oh, no, 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 no one. Oh, you and you alone, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign. Only you and you alone, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign. You alone and you alone, you reign. Death cannot hold you. The veil torn before you. Silence the voice of sin and grave. For you are raised to life again, and you have no.
Yeah. prepare our hearts to take communion. I hear the Lord saying two things. One thing he specifically wants to deal with today are the unholy covenants that we have, the covenants that are not from him, the ones that you've entered into knowingly or unknowingly, whether you can see them in the seen or the unseen realm, evil covenants that are not of the Lord. And I see angels being dispatched right now to cut every and all evil covenants that the enemy has tried to initiate you into. Or you may even be in it right now and you don't even know you are in it. And so what the Lord is doing right now is he is cutting the cords to those evil covenant. So I'm going to pray a prayer over you. And all you have to do, if you're in agreement, is accept the prayer by simply saying, Amen. Let it be so, Lord, when I get to the end, okay? Because this is about evil covenants. Father in heaven, I come before you in the mighty name of Jesus and in the authority that the Lord Jesus Christ has given me. As his daughter, his ambassador, his voice, I speak now that we are breaking every evil covenant, every hidden document detailing evil covenants, every contract, every agreement, every certificate, every oath, every vow that was made entangling us and tying us to the works of darkness. Every altar that was erected against us to tie us into unholy covenant, we dismantle right now in the name of Jesus. I call down the holy fire of heaven to burn up every contract, every agreement, every assignment, every covenant that was made knowingly or unknowingly over your people, the ones listening to this right now. And I ask you, God, with their willing hearts, if they agree to be released from these evil demonic covenants, that they are loosed right now in the name of Jesus. And that angels are being dispatched all over the world right now to loose them from these covenants. And they will be burnt in the fire of the Holy Ghost. And we cancel every and all of them right now. We cancel every and all of them right now. And we send fire, fire to destroy it at the root, the fire of the Holy Ghost. And we call for a purification, a blowing away of the ashes. I see the, like burnt up paper being blown away. Blown away in the name of Jesus. Wash it clean now, God. Everything with the water of your word. With the water of your word, we ask that you cleanse us, purify us, make us holy. We are no longer attached to it. Any covenant that we made in our dreams, the fire of the Holy Ghost has destroyed it in Jesus' name. And we are no longer attached to it. And we can go forward in freedom, in freedom, in freedom, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
to give you all the honor, or to give you all the praise, that our hearts may become your resting place. Oh, you say that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Oh, what a mystery that I'm your dwelling place. So let your glory come and fill this place. Let your glory come and fill this place. Let your glory come. Come and fill this place. Let your glory come and fill this place.
Holy Spirit, rest. There's a light, God. Come and fill the temple.
Song is so perfect for what the Lord showed me to share with you today. Because what he says he's most concerned about is your heart. Your heart. The Bible tells us in Matthew Chapter 24, verse 12 and 13. Because of the multiplication of wickedness, the love of most or many will grow cold. But the one who perseveres to the end will be saved. Says you have to guard your heart. You have to guard your heart. Because of the things that you are seeing, because of the things that you are experiencing, because of the things that you're living right now, it is so easy for your heart to become very cold. Because of what is going on in the world right now, it is very easy for your heart to become very hardened. And what happens is that he says only those who persevere will be saved. That means that your heart can be so hardened and changed from who you were originally when you were saved, that it completely changes who you are. You are not even the same person anymore. And you might not even realize that you're not the same person anymore. Like, you've completely changed. That warm, loving, kind, giving, generous, humble, receptive, teachable heart can become so hardened that no one can even pour into you because you're just thinking and feeling the worst. And this can also happen when you've waited so long for the Lord to deliver His word, His promise, what He told you, and you've waited and you've waited and you've waited. And in the waiting, you begin to develop a root of bitterness. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 and 15 says, "Pursue peace with everyone, as well as holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that none of you fall short of the grace of God, and that no root of bitterness springs up to cause trouble and defile many." So the root of bitterness brings defilement to you. And this scripture is telling us that it is the grace of God that keeps us from becoming bitter. So, these scriptures have caused me to rethink how I see the parables of the parable of the 10 virgins. You know, the five with the oil and the five without, because the bridegroom was long in coming and they were not prepared. It takes extra oil for you to live in this world and not be affected by it. It takes extra oil for you to day in and day out be around people that are not the most kind, the most loving, the most peaceable, and not be affected by it. So I know this has to be very difficult. But the Lord is saying, this is what He is most concerned about for you and I. And so now, what I want you to do is to just ask Him to inspect your heart to see where you are, that you haven't started to get that cold heart, that heart of stone, and that He would replace that heart of stone for one of flesh that desires the things He desires. That goes after the things that He wants you to go after. Perhaps really what you need to do is just shift your gaze, shift your focus to look at the things He wants you to look at, so that your heart is not being hardened by what you're looking for that's not coming, or what you're looking at that is so displeasing to your spirit. So what is the state of your heart? And the Lord says right now, He is unraveling your heart. All of the things that has your heart bound up, He is unloosing those things, and you just need to freely allow Him to pull away all the things from your heart that shouldn't be there. All of those feelings that you have that you know it shouldn't be there. Don't make an excuse for it. Don't ever say, "I'm like this because of this person," I am like this because of what this person said to me. I'm like this because of what this person has done to me or not done for me. We never can stand in front of the Lord and say, God, I am like this because of this person. No, we have to take responsibility for who we are. We have the mind of Christ and the heart of Christ, and that is a choice. It's a daily choice that you have to get up and decide, I am going to be like Jesus. I'm going to love like Jesus. I will forgive like Jesus. I will continue to walk like Jesus. And Lord, guard my heart that I do not allow the world to change me. You cannot lose your salt. You cannot lose your light because of other people. No. You have to continue in Him. When He comes, will He find you in a manner that's worthy of the kingdom? He wants to restore your heart today. If you've fallen into the bitterness, if you've allowed situation and circumstances to change you, He wants to restore your heart today. And all you have to do is just say, yes, Lord, I need my heart to go back to when we first met and I first gave my life to you. And I thought everything was possible and I could do everything and I could be everything you call me to be. Ask Him to wash your heart and bring you back to replace that heart that you have now with something new and to teach you how to maintain that, how to keep it. You have to have the oil to go through these end times. Remember that. And when He shows up, you need to look like Him. Hallelujah. And Lord, as we take this communion today, the first thing, Lord, is to just say, I repent for allowing other people to change my heart. The one that you shaped, God. The one that you fashioned, God. The one that you called. I repent for allowing others to change my heart. I repent for allowing the world and what I see happening in the world to change my heart. Never will I allow this world to make me cold. No. Never. I cover you right now in the blood of Jesus. I cover your heart in the blood of Jesus. And I speak restoration to your heart. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I thank you that just as you said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You took the sin of us all upon the cross, Lord God. You forgave us when we didn't even ask for it. And so we freely release all those who've done anything against us, Lord, as you did. Jesus. Ask the Lord to remove the anger from your heart, not just anger at other people, anger at the Lord because of where you are right now and you're trying to figure out why am I here when I love the Lord so much. Ask the Lord to remove the anger from your heart, to remove the root of bitterness from your heart, to remove the stubbornness from your heart, to remove the rebellion from your heart. Jesus, God, I just ask that you impart healing to our hearts, Lord, today as we take this communion. Impart healing to our hearts, a wholeness like we've never had before, a wholeness to our hearts, God. Expand the capacity of our hearts, Lord, to love more, even the people that we thought we never could love them, God. Expand our hearts to love more, to not only love the church, your bride, but even those who are in the church, Lord, that are just, they're not there yet. Expand our hearts to love them, to be kind to them. Fill up our lamps with your oil, Holy Spirit. It is only by the grace of God why we will ever be, how we're even going to be able to stand in the days to come. It is only by the grace of God. Lord, I pray you pour a fresh anointing down on us right now. Pour a fresh anointing on us right now to stand and to continue to stand. And may your light burst forth from us in a resplendent glory, God, so that everyone can see you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may go ahead and take the communion.
You're
I enter rest, I depend on you. Yes, I depend on you for eternity.
Early in the morning. oh God, as we sing this song, we just pray that for anyone in the room who would become like Isaiah and begin to see how undone they are, may you anoint their lips with coal. May you remind us that in our fear, in living a life where we reverence you, where we revere your name and your personhood, that you would empower us to be holy. Your word tells us, for we ought to be holy, for you are holy. And as we sing about your holiness tonight, Holy Spirit, give us the strength to be a holy people, called out and separated for your name and for your glory and for your mandate here on this side of eternity. Blessed Trinity. Who spoke it all into existence? For all eternity, He is the author of creation. His glory fills the lands and sea. Holy, 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 all is for His glory. All is for His glory.
King of Kings will come again.
Everything is for His glory. Every word, every song, every lyric, every chord. Because I worthy is the Lamb. Oh, you are holy. Holy.
Come on, sing it out.
Are you Lord God?
Keep the faith. and the dreams before the world had changed you, before you fell asleep. Oh, wake up. Can you hear him saying to wake up? My people, would you wake up? What's true? I'm standing in the doorway, but I won't force myself on you. Will you let me in? Just let me in. My people, let me in.
Come on, let's ask you to come, Lord.
I see the throne.
This is our final song.
Oh. Jesus.